KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports around the area last night, few activities did get in before the rainfall. In girls' golf, it was Clarinda edging Atlantic by just a single stroke, 188 to 189. Caitlin Walter of Atlantic was medalist. She shot the low round of 40. Also for Atlantic, Brooke Fletcher posted 44. Shelby Worth shot 52. Bailey Walter, 53 for the Trojans. Also last night in girls' high school tennis, it was Clarinda downing Atlantic 9-0. Creston edging Audubon by a final of 5-4. The weekly high school girls athletic union soccer rankings are out, the third of the season. In Class 1A, the top five is all Catholic schools this week. Davenport Assumption ranked number one. Waterloo Columbus Catholic number two. Bishop Heland Catholic of Sioux City is number three. St. Albert checks in at number four, while Dubuque Wallard is at number five in this week's 1A poll. In Class 2A's top 15, Glenwood moves up two spots this week. The Rams are at number two in the poll, right behind Cedar Rapids Xavier, who's number one. Lewis Central also moves up a spot to number eight in this week's top 15. The top 10 in Class 3A is headed up by Bettendorf this week. University of Iowa basketball recruit Adam Woodbury has been selected to attend training camp for the USA Basketball Under-18 National Team. Woodbury, a 7-foot-1 center from Sioux City, will be one of the 24 players competing for 12 spots on the team, which is for players born on or after January 1st of 1994. The U.S. team will compete in the FIBA America's Under-18 Championship in Brazil in June. Woodbury led Sioux City East to the Class 4A state title game in 2011-12 and was a three-time first-team All-State pick. He's expected to start next season for the Hawkeyes. Northern Iowa's brought back assistant coach Kyle Green for a third stint with the Panthers. Coach Ben Jacobson says Green is returning to Northern Iowa as an assistant and as its recruiting coordinator. Green spent last season as the head coach at Division III Wisconsin-Eau Claire, guiding that team to a 15-10 record. Green worked for the Panthers from 2001 to 2003 before leaving for Marquette. He came back to Northern Iowa in 2006 and stayed for six seasons. Larry Brown is returning to college to get back into coaching. The 71-year-old Hall of Fame coach was hired at SMU. It's his first college job in nearly a quarter century and comes with a struggling program that's headed to the Big East after next season. Overall, it's the 14th coaching job for Brown. He calls the SMU job a challenge. Like everything, the greater the challenge, the greater the opportunity. SMU is moving out of Conference USA to the much tougher Big East in 2013. They fired Matt Doherty last month after six seasons, and the Mustangs haven't won an NCAA tournament game since 1988, which was the year Brown led Kansas to the national championship. The White House says former Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the nation's highest civilian honor. The White House says Summitt was notified last week of the decision to present her with the award, and it will be presented later this year. Summitt announced Wednesday that she was stepping aside as Tennessee's head coach after 38 seasons. Baylor standout Brittany Griner will not play for the U.S. women's basketball team at the London Olympics this summer. The 6'8" Griner, who was considered a candidate for the 12th and final roster spot on the national team, cited an unspecified family illness and her summer school schedule in her decision to pass the Olympic opportunity. A lot more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, Curtis Granderson hit 3 home runs in the first 4 innings and matched a career high with 5 hits in the New York Yankees' 7-6 win over the Minnesota Twins. Elsewhere in the American League, Japanese sensation Yu Darvish pitched 2-hit ball into the 7th inning, and Mike Napoli homered for the 4th straight game in the Rangers' 10-3 rout of the Tigers. Cleveland rallied with 2 in the top of the 9th to nip Seattle 2-1. Evan Longoria hit a 2-run homer and came within a triple of the cycle as the Tampa Bay Rays ended a 10-game road trip beating Toronto 9-4. Oakland doubled up the LA Angels by a score of 4-2. Baltimore's Jason Hamill struck out 10, and closer Jim Johnson fanned Alex Rios with the bases loaded to preserve the Orioles' 5-3 win over the White Sox. That game was briefly delayed in the top of the 7th when a young boy, who appeared to be about 4 or 5 years old, slipped through a barricade and went running across the outfield. With the crowd laughing, White Sox left fielder Diane Vicieto scooped him up and handed him over to a security guard. Over the National League, the Houston Astros tripled 3 times in the first inning in their 11-4 win over the Washington Nationals. That's the first time they've ever tripled 3 times in a single inning. Miami's Marlins picked up a win as they stopped visiting Chicago 5-3. The LA Dodgers edged the Brewers in Milwaukee 4-3. Bronson Arroyo worked 8 strong innings, and the Reds broke loose with 3 homers for a 6-3 victory over the Cardinals in St. Louis, avoiding a 3-game sweep. Also yesterday, Vance Worley struck out a career-high 11 over 7 innings, combining on a 2-hit off on a 4-hitter with a couple of relievers as the Phillies beat the Padres 2-0. Freddie Freeman homered twice as Atlanta rapped out 16 hits, routing Arizona by a score of 10-2. The St. Louis Cardinals are set to place first baseman Lance Berkman on the 15-day disabled list with a calf injury. Berkman says he took a bad step going after a pop-up, aggravating an injury that sidelined him last weekend. Rather than battle through that injury, the club felt it was best that Berkman take enough time to recover. The 36-year-old Berkman is batting .348 with a couple of RBIs in 7 games so far this season. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Omaha beat Round Rock 7-2. Albuquerque down the Iowa Cubs 4-3. Iowa currently 4 games back of Omaha in the Pacific Coast League standings. Omaha plays at Round Rock again this evening, while the iCubs will continue their series out west at Albuquerque. Well, Penn State has agreed to provide millions in payments and benefits to Joe Paterno's estate and family members under the late football coach's employment contract, although a family lawyer says the Paternos did not sign away their right to sue. The school turned over 4 checks on Thursday worth more than $3 million for bonuses that covered the season, bowl game, and entire career, according to a university spokeswoman. A breakdown provided by Penn State included the use by Paterno's family of a Beaver Stadium suite for 25 years and $900,000 from television and radio revenue from last season. Half the broadcast revenues were paid in February. The rest will be paid later this year. Paterno family lawyer Wick Sollers issued a statement saying there's been no settlement, but rather a straightforward payment of monies indisputably owed to Paterno's estate. Sollers said the university asked the family for a full release in return for the payments, but that request was declined and no release was signed. Paterno died at the age of 85 in January from lung cancer. A person with direct knowledge of the situation says the Indianapolis Colts are taking Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with the number one pick in next week's NFL draft. The team has informed Luck that he will replace Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. That person spoke anonymously Thursday because the team hasn't publicly disclosed its plans. ESPN.com first reported that move. Luck has been expected to be the top pick since he returned for his junior season with the Cardinal last year. The Colts got the first pick after a dismal 2-14 season. Manning has since joined the Denver Broncos after missing all of last year, recovering from neck surgery. If the Colts take Luck, then the Redskins are expected to take Baylor QB Robert Griffin III with the second pick next Thursday night in the draft. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Milwaukee 118-109, Minnesota dumping Detroit 91-80, Miami over Chicago 83-72, New Orleans in overtime 105-99 over Houston, Phoenix got by the LA Clippers 93-90. Dwight Howard tells ESPN.com that he'll have season-ending back surgery. Orlando's All-Star Center will undergo surgery this morning in Los Angeles to repair a herniated disc. That operation will end his season and will also keep him from playing in the Olympics in London. Howard has been dealing with back problems since early March, but it wasn't until last week that a doctor discovered the herniated disc. The Magic currently are sitting sixth in a tight race to make the eight-team playoffs in the Eastern Conference. In the National Hockey League playoffs last night, it was New Jersey over Florida 4-0. Washington beat Boston 2-1. Phoenix over Chicago 3-2 in overtime. St. Louis down San Jose by a score of 2-1. The Panthers and the Devils now are tied at 2-2 in their series after last night's effort. Also, the Coyotes have a 3-1 lead in their first-round series over Chicago, all four of those games going to overtime. Also, a win last night to the Boston Bruins, and that ties their series, actually Washington over the Boston Bruins, tying their series at 2 games apiece, and St. Louis has a 3-1 series lead over the San Jose Sharks after last night's victory. The National Hockey League has fined Chicago coach Joel Quenneville $10,000 for criticizing officials after the Blackhawks' overtime loss to the Phoenix Coyotes Wednesday night. Quenneville criticized the game officials for failing to call a penalty on Rafi Torres after the Phoenix forward left his feet and hit Marian Hossa in the neck and head area in game number 3. He called it, quote, the worst call in the history of sports. And in golf, Matt Every shot a course record 9-under-63 to take a 3-stroke lead over Hunter Haas after the first round of the Texas Open. Every, who has never finished higher than third on the PGA Tour, had 9 birdies in a bogey-free round. It was a career best on the notoriously unforgiving TPC San Antonio course. Ben Curtis opened with a 67. Frederick Jakobsen, Cameron Beckman, Jason Gore, Troy Madison, and Derek Lamley all shot 68 in their first rounds yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.